say honourable members, I could say honourable member. It's now 11 minutes past 10, and anybody who comes now will be more than late. They're going to be extremely late. I have a number of apologies. The Honourable Mikey's mother passed away. I think it was yesterday. The Honourable Mazia and the Honourable Ngabadeli is presently attending a Defence Committee meeting. They've got joint membership and they have been requested to attend that meeting, those meetings. I don't have any other apologies. I understand the Honourable Fichele is on his way. From the rest of the members, I'm not sure what the position is. Are there any other apologies? The Honourable Member Mania says no. The Honourable Stibber is in the meeting. I think he's just gone out. He shall be back. Just attended to an urgent phone call. I must express my concern that the meeting has been so poorly attended. Particularly in the light the minister has indicated the legislation, the processing of the legislation is urgent, and I don't want to go into the reasons. He's set out the reasons very clearly in this meeting and sought the assistance of the meeting, this committee, to assist in processing the legislation as a matter of urgency. So it is somewhat disturbing and concerning to see that the meeting is so poorly attended. Apart from the three who have officially apologized, whose apologies I would accept in the absence of a quorum, I'm clearly on the understanding that their reasons are justified. I do not have any apologies from the rest of the members as to why they're not attending the meeting. So, as things are, honourable members, we can have discussions, and I'm sure that the honourable Stibber and the honourable Mania do not want to discuss things. Just have discussions with themselves. The last meeting, I had requested the Honourable Mania to reduce the issues which they wish to incorporate into the bill, their proposals, in writing, and requested the smuts from the State Law Advisor's Office to assist them. Such a document was circulated this morning. It seems to be quite neatly done. I'd like to thank the State Law Advisor, Mr. Smuts, for assisting the Honourable Mania and the Honourable Stibber in preparing this document. I'm sure the ANC contingency of the meeting would want to assess, and then before they engage in the document, assess what it is that is incorporated into the document. And I did discuss with the members of the ANC. You would recall there was a statement at some stage last week that the ANC did not intend to reduce anything to writing. I do understand that there is a collective view that they do intend to produce the document, and I would want to request that when such a document has been prepared, that the document be circulated before the meeting so that the document can be properly dealt with in the meeting, and that people don't take a point that they have not had time to assess what appears in the document. All those things having been said, honourable members, the important thing is to note that the resolution of the House provides that we are to report back to the House by the 28th of March. Given that next week, on the 21st of March, there is a public holiday, and I am informed that, not reliably, but I have been informed that Friday might be regarded as a constituency day, which would take away one of our meetings. So all intents and purposes, to next week is going to be a short week. That leaves us merely with the following week in which to report and one or two meetings. I'm not sure of the program. It seems quite clear that we are not going to finish processing this bill by the 28th of March. And I would then want to request, when we do have a quorum, that I be allowed to seek permission to extend the date in which the ad hoc committee is to report back to Parliament. The matter speaks for itself, honourable members. I cannot see us finishing the bill before the 28th of March. When we request, we don't normally set a date. Parliament decides that, so it's pointless saying give us 6 more months or give us 3 more months. Parliament decides on how long the committee would be given. So, honourable members, yes, honourable, and you're on the point of the extent.
Chair, I just wish to make 2 points. I wish to echo your thanks to Advocate Herman Smuts for assisting us in drafting the amendments. It was a crash course in the mathematics of drafting legislation, but we do thank him for his assistance. The second point, Chair, is the Minister indicated that for a range of reasons there's a degree of urgency in this bill. And I wonder whether before proposing that the lifespan of this committee be extended, you ought not to approach members and determine whether it would not be possible for us to perhaps have an enhanced schedule and meet on several evenings perhaps next week so that we can complete the processing of the bill before the end of the financial year. I would certainly be prepared to commit to that, and so would my colleague. It's perhaps just an intervention that would be worth exploring, and it's something that I would have no difficulty committing to, particularly if my amendments find favour.
Stubber, you want to do so? The parliamentary program, honourable members, the parliamentary program in the week starting on the 25th of March, going to Friday the 29th, which is Good Friday, is a committee week, so the House, as things stand, is not sitting. So, it leaves only next week for the House to put a resolution in operation to extend the life. Otherwise, this committee will come to an end merely because of time. Remember, the committee comes to an end on the 28th. Parliament, as the program stands, is not meeting in that week. We have to get the resolution passed, if at all, by this week or next week, if that is the route. To take the risk that we have, and one can have those meetings, a good proposal made by the Honourable Member, that we should look for more time. But also remember that next week is a short week. Thursday, Parliament's not going to meet on Friday, whether it's a constituency day or not. So we only have Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So the decision is very simple. You know, do we take that risk because the committee's lifespan could come to an end? If we get an extension, and in that week that the Honourable Member is suggesting that we have these extra meetings, we do finish, then fine. But I would be hesitant to take the risk and find out that the lifespan of the ad hoc committee comes to an end merely. I think it would be negligent for us not to apply now given Parliament's programme. So, I don't know if there's any other thinking on the point, Honourable Members.
I think that's sensible, and we should proceed on that basis. We should apply for an extension of the lifespan, but I think we still should look to see whether we can't meet on several evenings or find more time, but obviously that will be left to you. But we certainly commit to it. Thank you.
Honourable Fischner.
Firstly, I must apologize to late back tonight. I understand that the proposition by Honourable Member Mane, but I think it must depend on the program committee, whether they will allow us to have that extra time that is in the evening. So I think let us first depend on them before we can take any stand on whether we continue or not continue. What will be their decision on this, whether they can allow us to have extra time to work here at night, whatever.
I think if we deal with the one thing, which is the extension, the adjustment of the program, we can have a look at whether there is room to adjust the program, because it's a whole question of other members and availability and what's happening, because there are study groups. And Parliament's program is quite condensed now because of all the work we're doing. So while the intention is that we are going to try our best to finish the bill without extending and wasting time, we'll have to look at the program and see. Because clearly if it's not within Parliament's recognized set time period, we have to apply for permission. But clearly this is one of the bills that has got an urgency about it, and if the time allows, it is possible that we would be granted permission. But let that be the second thing. I was merely wanting the authorization, because it seems that even though we don't have a quorum, a resolution would be unnecessary, because it is a foregone conclusion we're not going to finish. And there is a risk that we run that Parliament won't be sitting to extend this thing, and then you'll have that problem with the resolution having to say, taking this into account and that into account. That then, Honourable Members, I shall write a letter requesting for an extension. That doesn't mean it's going to delay the bill. The issue about the extension is merely a practical one. We shall continue to explore whether we can meet at irregular times in order to give effect to this. Then, honourable members, there is a document that has been circulated. It is the document which we had requested the honourable Mania to prepare, and I'm not sure. My own sense is that I've just seen the thing. I haven't been able to cross-reference it. I've already thanked the Mr. Smuts for his assistance in this thing. My own sense, it looks very neat and nice, and I'd like to apply my mind to it. I don't know what the honourable Fischler is. Have you got a copy of the document, honourable Fischler?
Yeah.
I've also indicated that the ANC does intend to circulate a document. I'm not sure where this document is, but I'm sure the document will be circulated before the next meeting. So it appears to me then that, you know, short of wanting to get into a discussion with ourselves, that the proper way to deal with the process now is to go and familiarize ourselves with what is taking place here in the document. Also to ask the minister's people to look at what is in the document, because I'm not sure what is new and what is not new. It might well be that the minister wants to comment on these things, and if it is, will the minister's people please let me know so that I can put that on the program. If the minister does not have to comment, but if the minister does want to comment on the document, then I would want to put it on the program so that we can hear what the minister's comments. Otherwise, the committee can just deal with this as we go along. But please, will you discuss this thing with the minister and see what the minister's view on the matter is, honourable Mayor?
Chair, just for the record, I'd just like to record that I would like, if possible, for the minister to comment. I think it would be helpful to the process. I just wish to record that.
Yeah, I know. You see, the minister is always going to be a guest, and we don't want the minister to become a party to the process. He's a visitor to the process. So we must not tie him down as if he is the driving force in this committee. I'm not saying that is what. So I have to put it in a correct manner, subtle, so that we don't say the minister shall be obliged to comment. So the minister, you know, there is a request that the minister comments, but it's a request, and the minister has his prerogative to deal with things. I don't see much there, and perhaps if the minister has a document, he can prepare a document to circulate before he can come in person. But I leave that up to the minister's office. But please, will you timelessly let us know that we can, because we don't want to spend another three meetings discussing this thing. This thing is quite simple. We can find the places that's all set up there, that on page so-and-so, line so-and-so, this is what is being proposed that these insertions be made. So there's no need. There's no need for us to try and figure out, you know. But there might be some matters of a technical nature. There might be some matters here of an operational nature that the minister wants to comment on. And I would encourage you to let me know as soon as possible what the position is, that we can get that process over and done with. Then, honourable members, that leaves us what is the way forward. We don't have a quorum, so minutes, I understand, have been circulated, and I think it would give members that are here an opportunity to go through those minutes, and if you've got any additions or what's name, just to let us have it so that at the next meeting when we try to have the minutes adopted, that those matters are already before the committee. My understanding is that the next meeting is Friday. I will endeavor to request the secretary to put in a special effort to find out where the members are. I already expressed my concern that when matters are so urgent, and the minister had expressed the urgency, that we did not get any indication that the members were in disagreement with the minister. We didn't get any apologies that people would not be able to participate because of. But it is unfortunate that three members have got a justifiable reason for not being here. Other issue is I would like to extend on behalf of the committee our sincerest condolences to the Honourable Marky for the loss of his mother. If that is, if I can be given that permission, I'd send a, at least an email and a letter to express our concern and our condolences to the Honourable Marky for the loss of his mother. Honourable members, as you do not have enough power to take a decision on your own, the power lies with me. Unfortunately, I then am going to exercise my power as the chairperson of this committee to call an end to this committee meeting. And this meeting is then adjourned until Friday. Is it at 10 or 9? So on Friday it's normally at 9. Because we try not to go close to 12, otherwise people start to get into a panic state. So we adjourn until Friday at 9. I shall report back on the letter to request the extension. And I shall see whether the ANC has such a document that it is circulated to the members beforehand. I shall see whether the minister is in a position to respond to the request, to respond to the TA's document. And hopefully we can dispense of all those things, including the way forward on a new program to accelerate the processing of this bill. Maybe we can all do that on Friday so that from there on there's no time wasted, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, this meeting is adjourned.